Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pooler. We have a wonderful guest coming onto the show today, Rhonda M. Wood, or I should say Dr. Rhonda M. Wood. I do beg your pardon. And mental health is a really, really big issue globally. So I'm really looking forward to a conversation with Dr. Rhonda. We are streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network under Fresh Takes, going out to Apple TV, Fire TV, Android TV, Roku, and many more. We're also on MSPNewsGlobal.com, and we're also on Business Innovators Radio Network. I want to make an official shout out to our show sponsors, Dreamweaver Artist Ranch. So let's bring in our incredible guest, Dr. Rhonda M. Wood. Dr. Rhonda, welcome to Brilliance Business TV.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, mental health is such a big issue globally. Also, we've been through a global pandemic as well, which I'm imagining mental health went up then as well, Dr. Rhonda. So my first question is, how did you become involved with mental health advocacy and empowerment?
Sure, Mike, that's a great question. So for me, I remember a period in my life not very long ago where I was actually in the middle of a mental health crisis with my family. And so not only was my family member, my daughter, my then teenage daughter was having a mental health crisis, but obviously I was experiencing stress and overwhelm and anxieties and bits of sadness because I was trying to support her as well as still function in my everyday life, still go to work, you know, grocery shop, clean and do homework. And so what I realized is, man, this is challenging trying to balance these two things. And I kind of felt like I think I'm the only person that's going through this. This is so hard. This is so challenging. And I think also just the part about trying to do it and still appear strong, trying to appear strong at work, like, don't worry, everything is okay, and still appear strong to my family, like, don't worry, everyone, I got this. I'm in control. I'm managing things. And so what I did was I just started to educate myself about mental health, about symptoms, about self-care, and the best way to prioritize myself and get help from professional experts, such as support groups. And so then I realized, well, okay, there are other people out there like me. In these support groups, there are other people who are experiencing similar situations. And so at that point, I really wanted to make sure that I just wanted to become a prominent voice for mental health advocacy and working with corporations, you know, because their employees may be experiencing, you know, family crises or even experiencing things themselves, working with, you know, maybe career professionals, working with schools who may have students who are experiencing mental health, and working with communities. And I really wanted to help shatter these mental health stigmas and create mentally healthy environments and cultures, those cultures that will embrace compassion and embrace awareness and knowledge and acceptance. Because I realized I wasn't the only one out there. There are other people, but they might be struggling or suffering in solitude and silence and unaware of the different types of resources and support out there. So that's how I became involved.
Thank you for sharing your own struggles. And Dr. Rhonda, we should never suffer alone. We should never suffer in silence. And it is really true what you're saying, that sometimes we say we're okay when we're not. And especially men, women, if you are an adult, it's hard sometimes, and especially people in the professional environment as well, to admit they're suffering with mental health. So it's really, really great work that you are doing. My next question, what is mental health and what are the common symptoms and conditions?
That's a great question, Mark. So according to the World Health Organization, mental health is about being able to cope with the normal stressors of life. Now, the key word, normal stressors of life, so that you can function productively and effectively. And so mental health can include, you know, our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. And Mark, what a lot of people may not realize is that 1 in 5 adults have a mental health condition. And actually, because of the pandemic, that might even be more common. But at least 1 in 5 adults have a mental health condition. And these can include anxiety disorders. They can include mood disorders such as depression or bipolar. They can be post-traumatic conditions. And they can even be, you know, psychotic disorders. And so what a lot of experts have realized lately is that sort of the young adults, the sort of 18 to maybe 24, 25 age group, they sort of have the fastest growing rates of mental health conditions because, again, they're probably learning how to adult and may have a challenge with coping with the normal stressors of life. And so, you know, sometimes their moods might be a little out of sync, and even the suicide rates are sort of rising at an alarming pace. And so, you know, what mental health experts have noticed is that, you know, as you mentioned, the pandemic has sort of, you know, made things a little bit worse. So that's pretty much what mental health is and some of the common conditions of mental health.
It's such a shame as well that suicides as well in younger adults. That's really, really such a shame. And I would just like to encourage people out there, if you are struggling with any kind of mental health, don't be ashamed to seek support of a friend, mentor, someone like Dr. Rhonda that is experienced in supporting people through these issues, because you are not on your own. Most people have suffered some kind of mental health at one time in their life or another. So never, never suffer in silence. Always seek help and guidance that can get you through to a more positive path. So my next question, Dr. Rhonda, what has the pandemic taught us about mental health?
Sure. Yeah, that's also a great question. So the pandemic has taught us that, you know, our mental health is one, fragile, and that the pandemic has sort of forever changed that. You know, we had to go through, because of the pandemic, we had to go through social and physical isolation. We had to create new normals of wearing masks, you know, being very diligent about, you know, washing our hands and using hand sanitizer and being careful who we're around and what we touch and where we go. But also it created a lot of anxieties about concerns about our health, about catching this virus, concerns about our loved ones, concerns about our jobs and our finances, being able to be a provider. And so one thing that has sort of, what it's done is it's brought a lot of people's mental health symptoms to the surface. People who might have been suppressing things or just unaware of it. But especially when you're socially and physically isolated, you might be feeling a little bit of loneliness or a little bit of anxiety. And so those things came to the surface. And so mental health sort of became very at the forefront in our society. People started to believe, hey, I think, you know, something is going on here. And so what, you know, we love to challenge people to make sure you are prioritizing your mental health, that you have to be proactive in protecting and maintaining your own mental health. You know, practicing sort of mental health hygiene every day, just like when you're brushing your teeth, finding those activities and those things that work best for you.
That is a great point, because there are things that you can do that can help you. I always say things like getting enough sleep, but not sleeping in bed for too long, because that can make you more depressed. even like a little bit of exercise, like a little dog walk, can really bring you up a little bit. And also mindset, thinking positively is really important, and eating the right kind of foods and getting fresh water. There are things that we can do that can help us through it, isn't there, Dr. Rhonda?
Absolutely. And I agree with all of those things, you know, and I think it's different for different people. But for me, you know, going on nature walks is huge. Or just, you know, daily affirmations, you know, having a little bit of time to myself and practicing self-care. Those are some ways in which I prioritize my mental health and mental health hygiene. So absolutely.
We're on the same page, Dr. Rhonda. I do affirmations every single day. I enjoy doing affirmations as well. And they do actually help you to create a better reality. That's for certain. What is the meaning of the different faces of mental health?
Absolutely. So Mark, mental illness, mental health conditions and symptoms, it has many different faces. So the mental health symptoms will look different from person to person. If you were experiencing, you know, a mental health episode, if I were experiencing a mental health episode, it might look different on the both of us. And so a lot of times we don't expect people to look or behave like they're dealing with a mental health challenge, such as depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, or even suicidal ideations and thoughts. What we expect when we think someone is experiencing a mental health episode or symptoms, our expectation is, oh, this person is probably going to look sad or be isolated or experience nervousness and, you know, anxieties and be worrisome. But there very well are people who are able to function. They are highly functional and they're able to still go to work. They're able to, you know, still do the normal routines of life. They can show up with their head held high, a big smile on their face, and appear as if everything is okay. When in reality and beneath the surface, they may very well be masking emotional pain. So those are the different faces. And as a great example, we recently had our Miss USA. Her name was Chesley Chris, and she was a former model, obviously, Miss USA. She was a social justice advocate. And she worked for a big like news station here in the States. She was beautiful. She was smart. She was talented, had a great heart. And yet she died by suicide. And so a lot of people were alarmed, like, wow, she didn't look like she had mental health. And so that sort of brings home the point that it looks different from person to person. As a matter of fact, the last footage they had of Miss Chris was her sort of, you know, she was at work and she was laughing with her coworkers. And I think they showed footage of her throwing snowballs and interviewing celebrities and things of that nature. And no one knew, you know, I think maybe her mom and maybe, you know, a few other people, but no one knew that she had that deep level of emotional pain. So that's sort of what's meant by that. And the reason why that's important, Mark, is because we have people like this in our environment. Yes. We have people like this in our family. We have people like this, you know, as a professional. You know, these people are in our workplaces. These are people who we manage. These are our students. These are our coworkers. These are our staff. And so it's important to know that, you know, mental health looks different. And if a person might be, if an employee may be experiencing, you know, a lack of focus or spending too much time away from their desk or having to take off too often, it's probably not behavioral. The same thing with a student, you know, who might, grades might fall, or, you know, the important thing is to not look at it as a behavioral issue or, you know, or to sort of quickly think that the result needs to be a penalty or a punishment. You know, I talked earlier about making sure that we embrace that culture of compassion and awareness, knowledge and acceptance. That's so key. You never know what people are going through. And so the last thing a person who's experiencing mental health needs is to feel like they're being punished, when in reality, what they need is support.
You made a great point, actually, about people committing suicide. We have a famous celebrity's dad here in the UK, and he committed suicide in the pandemic, and it was such a big shock because he was always the happy guy. No one had guessed that he was having mental health issues, exactly like the story you have just told. So it's really important that people are aware that you never know what is going on with someone. They may seem happy. So compassion is really, really important. Dr. Rhonda, I need to go to a commercial break, so please stay where you are. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for part one of Brilliance Business TV. We're in conversation with Dr. Rhonda M. Ward. Join us after the commercial break.
Hello, this is Stephen Buckner, and just wanted to tell you I support the Dreamweaver project. It's a great project where, you know, artists such as myself will be able to come together and basically collaborate and to have a retreat to feel accepted and welcome. And that's something that artists here and around the world could always benefit from. So I just want to say, please support the Dreamweaver Project. I think it's for a great cause, and I salute all the independent artists out there and artists that are signed as well, and have a wonderful day.
Welcome back to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. We're in conversation with Dr. Rhonda M. Ward. Our topic today has been amazing, all about mental health. Dr. Rhonda, what are some of the biggest mental health challenges that we face?
I think one of the biggest challenges that we have is that a lot of people are experiencing pressure. We are feeling the pressure, which leads to stress, which leads to overwhelm. And it's pressure, you know, pressure at work specifically. Pressure, I think young people are experiencing pressure from school, from maybe their parents. But I think also, you know, we talk about, because I work a lot with you know, sort of corporate leaders. And I think there is pressure to perform, pressure to do a great job, pressure to try and be perfect, pressure to everything has to be right, you know, pressure to make sure they're taking care of their family and being a provider. And so I think that that's a huge challenge. And I think what comes with that is that people are feeling this obligation. Oh, I have to always appear strong, you know, especially in the workplace, because you feel like, well, I worked so hard to get there. I got to prove that I belong there. You know, so we suppress emotions. We're resistant to be vulnerable or ask for help, you know, for fear of being judged, you know, the stigma of being rejected or being penalized for appearing weak. You know, and sometimes we feel this obligation or this determination to succeed at any cost, despite what's going on in your life. Oh, I just got to keep pushing through. I got to keep going. And so we kind of neglect ourselves. And those are some of the things that lead to, you know, the issues that we have with developing mental health symptoms. So I think that's huge. I think that's huge. And I think corporate leaders need to be aware of those types of things so that they can, you know, learn to manage more effectively.
Yes, because like you mentioned, corporate leaders, it can be a very stressful position to be in. But just that it's so universal, isn't it, Dr. Rhonda, mental health? It doesn't matter what business you're in. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It is a global issue as well. So that's why it's so important we keep that compassion and really look out for each other and really support each other. But most importantly, I'm going to encourage everyone out there to never suffer alone. Reach out to Dr. Rhonda, get the support that you need, because there is always light at the end of the tunnel. You should never, ever suffer in silence. Now, Dr. Rhonda, we talk about the word stigma. What does it mean, and what is that? What's that impact?
So stigma is basically it's a response. It's sort of an outward form of discrimination when people are treated differently or denied certain rights or opportunities because they may be experiencing a mental health episode or have a mental health condition or show mental health symptoms. And so, for example, a person who is in the workplace, you know, their boss might notice, man, this person is losing focus. They're distracted. They have difficulty concentrate. This latest project wasn't up to par. And so the reaction might be, oh, let me penalize them. Right. Or, you know, again, a person, you know, maybe former military veteran who might be experiencing PTSD might be denied an apartment or denied a certain type of job that they have applied for. A certain position, or might even be stigmatized in close social circles. Oh, you know, I don't want to hang out with that person. You know, they're always sad. They might bring us down. So stigma are sort of, you know, thoughts and beliefs that we, you know, impose upon other people because of, you know, the mental health that there exists. It could be, and let me say this, mental health does not discriminate against anyone. No. I don't want anyone to think that they're above having mental health symptoms. It does not discriminate. It doesn't care your age, your gender. It doesn't care how many letters you have behind your name, how much money's in the bank, how much square footage your house is.
Yes.
It can affect anyone from the classroom to the boardroom. You know, anyone is not, you know, exempt from experiencing a mental health symptom at some point in their life.
Great point. We need to break those stigmas straight away, Dr. Rhonda. And it's great you coming on shows like this. I know you do a lot of radio shows. Mm-hmm. So to use your voice to help break some of these stigmas, it's really important that people know it's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, how do you get help for yourself or others? And how can you show support for someone with a mental health condition?
I think the number one thing, and I know this sounds a little bit backwards, but the number one thing that we can do to make sure that we are, you know, being aware of for ourselves and for other people is to take care of ourselves first. That's number one. Prioritize your own mental health. Make sure you are okay, because it can be, you know, a little challenging to support someone else. So making sure you're okay. And that's what I did in the case with my daughter. When I was taking her to get, you know, therapy, I made sure I got therapy for myself. There was no shame or no stigma in doing that. One of the best decisions I ever made. You know, and I think number two, creating supportive environments for people who might have that. So what that might mean is, wow, letting them know, hey, I'm here for you. Being a great listener. A lot of times they just want to be heard, respecting their feelings. You don't necessarily have to agree with them, but respecting how they're feeling. This is especially important for corporate leaders. You don't have to agree, but respect what they're going through. You know, caring unconditionally. Offering resources and training, you know, and in general, decreasing stigma awareness, you know, embracing compassion, advocacy, empathy, acceptance. I know a lot of corporations offer, you know, employee assistance program, offering the opportunity for their employees and staff to get mental health treatment if necessary. But I think another really important thing is to check in on people. Especially those who appear strong, checking in on your friends, your family, those loved ones, checking in on our staff, our coworkers, our employees, checking in with our students, especially those who appear strong.
I myself have suffered over the years with stress, anxiety, depression, and I know that you do hide it. It is one of those things that you do feel ashamed and you don't want anyone to think that you're struggling. So that is really important that we speak up for ourselves. It's nice that people will reach out and ask you for support, but at the same time, we have a duty to look after ourselves and to acknowledge when we are struggling and having the courage and strength and bravery to seek help and support. That is really, really important, Dr. Rhonda. Now, this is really exciting. Tell us about your up-and-coming book, Truths, Traumas and Triumphs, due out this year.
Yes, I'm really excited about this bookmark. And it's basically a guide for people who, you know, have gone through difficulty. So it's three main parts, the truth, the traumas, the triumphs, but it's about owning your truth, owning it, healing from your past, and then becoming that person you were created and destined to be. So when we don't do those things, when we don't own our truth, when we don't heal from our past and we don't become that person, it just adds to the chaos and dysfunction and that feeling of unfulfillment, you know, and that leads to a lot of struggles with mental health, you know. But when you understand that certain things that happened in your life, certain adversities, they are meant to stretch you and take you to greater heights. A lot of times we feel like, oh, well, man, bad things are always happening, but there's purpose in those things. You know, those painful and difficult experiences, they have a great purpose. They're used for a greater purpose. And so for people who might feel like, man, I'm always wandering these detours and these distractions and these diversions in life. And this book encourages, don't let those moments hold you back or hold you hostage. You know, don't let those things can keep you from propelling into your future. You know, those adversities, they generate seeds of character, resilience and strength. And those seeds need to grow. And so those are fuel for your growth and your greatness. So that's what the book is about. And I'm really excited about it.
I have to agree. Sometimes when we're going through the darkest of moments, we don't realize that it's propelling us into a better future as well. I know that personally from when I have gone things that I think of the worst thing that have ever happened to me. Mm. It sort of pushes you to take a new path and really to open up to new possibilities. Where is the book available or when does it come out, Dr. Rhonda?
Well, yes, it'll be out before the end of this year. So for folks who are interested in signing, you know, you can sign up to be on my VIP launch. You'll get first notice when it's launched and the ability to purchase. It'll be available on my website as well as, you know, on Amazon and other booksellers. And so, yes, that'll be probably around November or December of this year.
Now, Dr. Rhonda, I know you offer a free download on your website. Who should grab the download? Who is it perfect for? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this download, again, it coincides with the book, and it's for those, you know, folks who you know, just need a little bit of sort of guidance about, you know, going through sort of difficulties in life. But it's also for the people who support those people. So if you have loved ones who might be going through difficulties, if you have, you know, staff or employees who might be going through difficulties, this download talks about, you know, your passion and your purpose and just using those things for a greater good. That download, again, is available on my website, rhondaandwood.com.
I would encourage everyone out there to grab the free download. Go to rhondamwood.com. That's rhondamwood.com. Dr. Rhonda, I have thoroughly enjoyed having a conversation with you today. Thank you for being my guest on Brilliance Business TV.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. It's been my pleasure.
The pleasure's been all mine. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for Brilliant Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio.
To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.